Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. We're looking forward to this journey together today. We're looking forward to your calls, your comments, your dialogue and discussion. As we're talking about today, pray America. Pray America. When we look around us and see all that's taking place, when we see the declension and the evil, the wickedness that is taking place in our nation today, the only hope that we have as Christians is to pray, is to seek God's face and pray. We're going to be talking about the issues today, and the only answer to the issues that we're discussing is that we need to pray and seek God's face. In fact, the Bible is very clear. In the sixth verse, the fourth chapter of Philippians, be careful, that means anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's the remedy, the prescription for the condition in America today. Now, that doesn't mean that we're to hide our heads under the sand as an ostrich and simply pray and do nothing. We're to pray and at the same time be vigilant and be salt and light. That means we're to be actively involved in trying to work through the issues and point people to the truth. That's what we talk about on this broadcast each day, is truth. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then to further elaborate on truth, Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that ought to be our roadmap and direction in our life and what we do each day and how we respond to the riots and the terrorism and the anarchy and the insurrection and the rioting and the burning and Black Lives Matter agenda to destroy the very foundation of our nation. We need to pray and be actively involved in speaking the truth in love. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go further, let me remind you that this Sunday, First Conservative Baptist Church will be celebrating Independence Day, 244th birthday of the United States of America. Independence Day. We'll be celebrating God and Country Day, and also celebrating our 35th anniversary homecoming celebration. Homecoming celebration was to have been back in April, but because of the fright and the fear and the condition that we're in with COVID-19, we decided to postpone it, blended it with our normal God and Country Day celebration that we celebrate for Independence Day each July. This year, July the 5th, Sunday, July the 5th, 10 o'clock at First Conservative Baptist Church. That's 10 o'clock, First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. We met you on the air. We'd like to meet you in person. Be having some great singing. We will have the Patrick Henry reenactment speech. Patrick Henry's speech, give me liberty or give me death. Most are familiar with those few words, but not familiar with the place, the time, the setting, and the full 20-minute discourse that Patrick Henry made that included the give me liberty, give me death statement. We'll have that reenactment on Sunday morning. we'll have, following the worship services, a barbecue meal, barbecue and all of its trimmings. So let me invite you to be with us at 10 o'clock. The program will go through probably 12 or 12:30, then our lunch time together. So we'd be looking forward to having you join us at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, this Sunday morning at 10 o'clock as we celebrate God and Country Day and our anniversary celebration, Homecoming. And those of you that we have met on the air, we'd love to meet you in person. Allow us to have the privilege of meeting and having a wonderful service together and then enjoying a barbecue lunch together. Looking forward to having you join with us this Sunday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about truth, it was George Orwell many years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. There's a lot of information out in the marketplace today. A lot of things being said by the Communist Network News and the other fake news media that's trying to point you to the things that we're not supposed to see and away from that that we should see. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the old magician's trick. If you ever watched very close a magician, he'll be doing something with one hand, but will be waving a little doll or something in the other hand to keep your attention away from what he's really doing. And that's what the fake news is doing today. That is trying to keep us from the truth. It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I commend that to you, that we need to be willing to stand for truth, defend it, even to death. And that's what we're doing this broadcast each day, is standing for truth. Now, you may disagree with it. That's your prerogative. You may have a different opinion of what is truth, but we cannot make the determination of what is truth if it's built on an absolute deceptive concept. So when we think about truth, we need to understand that we need to seek the truth, to live the truth, to love the truth, stand for the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable team to answer all of your questions about landscape, lawn care equipment, and hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the gigantic U.S. flag flowing 24/7. That flagpole, I'm told, is about 165 feet there. Find the U.S. flag flowing at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us today, we're witnessing what is taking place in America. As you watch across America and see the thugs, the anarchists, the insurrectionists, the Black Lives Matter terrorists, domestic terrorists, and what they're doing, what we've not calculated and what perhaps you've not understood is less than 2% of society. I don't even think it hit 1%. The demographers tell us it's less than 2%, but less than 2% of American society is controlling 98%. Less than 2% is controlling 98% of our nation today. Our nation is on the very verge of being lost to the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this, if I can do so without it sounding eerily possible, but it is. Let me say it without it sounding negative, as some would call it. But if we conservatives and Christians lose the November 3rd election, and if we put Joe Biden and the Socialist Marxist Party in power, it'll never change back. It'll never return. to any hope of a free society. If we lose the November election, ladies and gentlemen, fail to reelect President Donald J. Trump, we will lose America forever. Now, you can say that crazy preacher said that, okay? I'm saying it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That's the telephone number that you can get through to our studios, right to our microphones, so that we can have dialogue and discussion on this issue. Here's an article. It's actually a meme. I think it's what they call them, my meme. It is a photo notice found on Facebook. You can destroy all of the statutes, get rid of Elmer Fudd's gun, change Aunt Jemima, and still you won't be happy until you find Jesus. And I don't know of any more succinct statement that you can make than that. And that's what we see, ladies and gentlemen, is the answer to what we're faced with in our society. But unfortunately, these socialist Marxist thugs, the BLM thugs and Antifa thugs, need to get saved. They're lost. And as a result of that lostness, we're seeing them wreak havoc across America. Someone said recently, coronavirus season, then the riot season, now hurricane season. Do I need a mask, a Glock, or a generator? It's a pretty twisted view of it, but that's what we need to understand that's taking place. And may I say again, if we lose this election on November 3rd, if we fail to reelect Donald J. Trump, place him back in office to help maintain any sense of stability in our nation, we'll lose our nation as a free society. Ladies and gentlemen, once the free America as we know it today has gone, for past 244 years, we've seen a free America. But ladies and gentlemen, once the once free America, as we have known it for these years, 244 of them, it will never be regained. Our freedom will never be reestablished. Today we find confusion and conflict, chaos, people running around with hair as the hair's on fire, some preachers still hiding under the beds and in the closet. We see today, ladies and gentlemen, the conflict and confusion that's rampant across our nation. Now, perhaps you say, tell me some good news. The good news is that God is still on the throne. The good news is that God's still sovereign. The good news is that God's still in control. It is not a matter of his having lost control. It's a matter, ladies and gentlemen, that we've not placed our focus and trust in him. In fact, when tragedy comes, we say, where is God? Well, he's the same place he's always been. The question needs to be asked, where are we as a nation? Where are we as a people? But we find that confusion and chaos. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3rd chapter, ladies and gentlemen, that perilous times shall come. Perilous times. The word perilous means dark, difficult, dangerous, deadly, destructive. And we see that today on a global basis. We see that around the world. We're watching that in America. The Bible also warns us that in Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 and following, ladies and gentlemen, that nation shall be against nation. That word nation is the word ethnos. We get our word ethnicity. That means race, if you will. Ethnos, ethnicity. We're finding today, as a result of Black Lives Matter and its lie, where people believe that they are really trying to protect black people. And that's simply not true at all. It is simply a mechanism used by Marxism to divide and to destroy a nation. In fact, when you look at the six major points of Karl Marx's Marxism, you see that point number 2 and 3 are very, very closely aligned, and that is to start a racial division, divisiveness, and through that racial divisiveness, the end for a nation will be sparked by racial wars, conflict. And the major, major thing with Karl Marx and Marxism is to dethrone God. And ladies and gentlemen, that's precisely what we see taking place in America today. The Bible warns at a time when wrong will be considered right and right will be considered wrong. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and following. And that's exactly what we see taking place in society today. In fact, here's an article that says, first we overlook evil, then we permit evil, Then we legalize evil. Then we promote evil. Then we celebrate evil. Then we persecute those who still call evil, evil. Let me read that again. First, we overlook evil. Then we permit evil. Then we legalize evil. Then we promote evil. Then we celebrate evil. Then we persecute those who still call evil, evil. And that's exactly what is taking place in America today. Those that say, that is wrong, that is sin, that's evil, that's wicked and ought not to be done, we're the very ones that are being condemned and eviscerated and attacked because we stand for truth. But ladies and gentlemen, that should not defer us, should not deter us, that is, from standing for truth. May I remind us, confusion is now the order of the day. In St. Louis, Missouri, a man and his wife, listen, in St. Louis, Missouri, a man and his wife, I understand both of them are attorneys, man and his wife, out on their front porch trying to defend their property, holding firearms, each of them, the man with his AK-47, or at least it's a lookalike, and his wife with a handgun, standing on their front porch as they fend off hundreds of Black Lives Matter domestic terrorists. Now tell me if that's not a sight to be seen. How would you like to be in that position? Yet the socialist, Marxist, democratic media only highlight the point that those were just simply peaceful demonstrators. Peaceful demonstrators. I've watched it online. If it's still online, look at it. It's a gated community. The man's yards are gated. They break the gates down. They're in his face, in his yard, on his private property, demanding that they're going to burn his house down. They're going to kill he and his wife and their dog, is the way it was put. And as a result of that, he tries to defend his property. Here's an article, the way the media couched it. Couple packing heat during BLM protest or lawyers for a police brutality victim. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, a husband and wife fraternity team, McCloskey Law Center, specialized in brain injury, spinal injury, and catastrophic injury cases. This is in St. Louis, Missouri. The video of the McCloskeys armed with a rifle and handgun defending their St. Louis mansion during a protest Sunday night has racked up millions of viewers. Protesters appeared to veer into McCloskey's private street during a demonstration. Appeared to veer into it. They literally destroyed the gate to get into it. It wasn't just veering off track. It wasn't just going willy-nilly in the wrong direction. It was a purposeful attack on a man and his wife and private property. The article continues. Private property, get out. A barefoot Mark McCloskey is heard yelling to the protesters while holding a rifle. And a separate footage of the incident showing that. Several protesters can be seen screaming at McCloskey. And they're screaming at McCloskey were all kinds of explicatives, all kinds of definitive, harmful words talking about what they were going to do and burning his house down and killing the couple and their dog. Ladies and gentlemen, as this man screamed out private property, yelling the demonstrators, as they were called, peaceful demonstrators, the media called it. They were threatening to kill the couple and their dog. They were threatening to burn their home down. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this couple, listen to the irony of it. Listen to the danger of it. Picture this being your neighborhood, this being your front door, this being your home. He dialed 911. 911 took the call, sent no one. 911 had no response. No police showed up. They were left to defend themselves. Left to defend themselves. May I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, we have a problem in America when we talk about defunding police. We have a problem in America when we talk about the police departments being the police guys, those in blue, being the bad guys, and somehow, some way, we need to remove them from their carrying out their responsibility. picture that, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly what is happening when the Black Lives Matter Marxist and anarchist are out so-called peaceful demonstrating. They have so influenced the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party and the mayors and the governors in these blue cities and blue states that police are the bad guys and that we need to defund the police. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem with that picture. Here's another article about that couple. And I wish it were possible for everyone to see what I've seen with the video footage on that. And yet they were called by the news media peaceful demonstrators. In fact, this couple has been villainized and vilified and condemned because of having weapons to protect themselves. I want to ask you a question. What if they'd not had the weapons? What if they'd not had the opportunity to defend themselves? The home would be in ashes today, and they would probably be dead. Here's an article. St. Louis couple forced to defend themselves with firearms as Black Lives Matter militia broke into their private neighborhood to terrorize them. A Missouri lawyer seen with his wife brandishing guns at Black Lives Matter terrorist protesters outside of their home Sunday said they grabbed the weapons after being told they would be killed and were placed they were placed in fear of their lives. The article reads, "What type of messed up, out of control, crazy, insane world is it where 100-plus Black Lives Matter militia forces can descend on your property and threaten you, and then the couple who exercise their Second Amendment rights to own firearms and protect themselves are then cast as the villains? That's exactly what's happened in the third world country formerly known as St. Louis over the weekend. The video shows a tense standoff between the couple and the Black Lives Matter Marxist. Further, the article says, "We were all alone facing an angry mob. Missouri lawyer couple who brandished an AR-15 and a handgun as protesters who they say broke down their mansion's gate claimed they were in fear of their lives and then they were told they would be killed." End quote. Mark Milkowski, 63 years old, and his wife Patricia, 61 years old, were filmed on Sunday evening drawing an AR-15 handgun and handgun on protesters outside their mansion in the well-to-do St. Louis neighborhood. They're heard shouting at the protesters to leave their neighborhood and have claimed the demonstrators broke down the gate to their private community. Ladies and gentlemen, the article further states this, which I believe we ought to understand. McCloskey told the news media that a mob rushed toward the home as the family was having a dinner outside, claiming that the protesters smashed through the gate on the private street that are marked with no trespassing. Private street, no trespassing. A mob of at least 100 smashed through the historic wrought iron gates of Portland Palace, destroying them. Rushed towards the home where my family was having dinner outside and put us in fear for our lives. This is all private property. There are no public sidewalks, no public streets. We were told that we would be killed, our home would be burned, and our dog killed. We were all alone facing an angry mob. As soon as I said that they were on private property, that enraged the crowd. There were still hordes of people coming through the broken gates, and the gate was broken into pieces, he added. And there were, I don't know how many people were there, but a tremendous number of people, all angry, all shouting, all coming toward us at the same time. In an interview with NBC, Mark said that he announced it was private property before grabbing his rifle. The lawyer also shared pictures of the destroyed gate, which he said came down on the as a work of the protesters on Sunday night, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but now if you talk about these mobsters, as they've been called, peaceful protesters, out in the city streets, on city property, on city sidewalks, on public land, never mind the fact that they've desecrated and decimated private businesses, In fact, some, I believe some, several thousand, I forgot the number, across America, businesses have been decimated, destroyed, vandalized, and burned out completely. All of that's bad enough. It's facing generally commercial streets and intersections of city property. And that's bad enough. It's not legitimizing it at all. But ladies and gentlemen, when you come into a private subdivision where the sign says private property, no trespassing, and there's a wrought iron fence and a gate, and you break down the gate and come in, and several hundred there threatening your life, threatening to burn your home and kill you and your wife and even your dog, how should you respond? That's where the Second Amendment right comes in, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what they exercise with their Second Amendment right. And in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, they were criticized and castigated. And now the media is making it look as though this couple, they were the ones in the wrong and not the socialist, Marxist, terrorist, domestic terrorist, BLM, Black Lives Matter. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the only place and the only problem. If you watched any news, you understand that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. You can make that telephone call, get through the studios, right to our microphones, join in the dialogue discussion. Do you see any problem with what's taking place? Do you see any reason that we should have fear and confusion and chaos and hysteria in America today? It's bad enough that we're told now, and we'll talk about it later in the broadcast, that everybody's got to be masked up in several states. We've got to wear a mask or be under the long arm of the law, and yet they are allowing the lawlessness to take place on the streets. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem with that. I believe there's a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I'd just like to say this is not the first time, and I wasn't aware, but over the weekend I saw a news report from Tucker Carlson about a Fredericksburg, Virginia woman and her daughter who were stopped on the highway, and the protesters were jumping on her vehicle. She had a young girl in the car with her. They were menacing and trying to drag her out of the car. Tucker Carlson actually had a 911 recording for this as it happened. She's on the phone with 911. The dispatcher told her, well, maybe you should call. This is a sanctioned protest, so the police won't be coming. And the dispatcher further suggested that she should call the city hall and complain about this situation. I was just enraged whenever I heard this, I tell you. And this was the official attitude. I mean, these police officers that take actions that they deem are necessary are summarily fired the next day. With public opinion, but this never made, as far as I'm concerned, this dispatcher should have been fired summarily just for her careless attitude. And then to make matters worse, the mayor of Fredericksburg, Virginia, I don't recall the woman's name right now. Again, I would encourage you to go to Tucker Carlson's interview about Trump's problem being reelected. It was in that one, and the 911 call was played. But the mayor of that town of 25,000 apologized to the protesters for any inconvenience the police might have been to them.
Yes, I have that article on that, and it's a terrifying thought. And for our listeners, they need to understand we need to place ourselves in these positions because it is like a juggernaut going across America, and the so-called political leaders are doing nothing. They're not allowing law enforcement to do anything, and they're doing nothing to protect us in America. And I believe that it's time that we stand up and speak up, yes.
And, you know, I mean, that I was sitting out that this mayor should be tarred and feathered.
Absolutely. No question about it. Thank you so much for your insight, for your telephone call. You're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for our news, and we'll be right back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to be talking about what's taking place in America with the socialist Marxist thugs in the street, and then what we're finding today where there's some new innovative demands that we wear a mask. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back.
Conservative.edu.